About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Do a playback on that.
No, just one time, sir. Just one time for that song.
I would like that.
That's our boomer from yesterday.
Well, it's my favorite brand of gas.
He gave us so many notable phrases.
Gen X.
Boomer.
Gen X, go ahead.
The eight ball.
Wow. That is correct. The eight ball.
I was way before her.
He was arguing so much yesterday. There's so many calls on the GOAT line about that boomer, and people said that there's something about the boomers in generation wars where it always gets into some sort of an argument.
Hey, Greg, you never got anything right, okay? He was not first the both times he complained to you guys. So, yeah, he was full of it. All right. Enjoy your show. Thanks a lot.
People couldn't believe that the boomer was so stubborn, so frustrated,
and
so stubborn.
Do a playback on that.
Sure that he was right when he was so obviously wrong.
Yeah.
You know, even if you did listen to the playback, which we have at this point, he was never first.
Yeah, well, this guy sums it up best in our Generation Wars from yesterday.
Oh, my God. I'm driving for work right now, so I can't text in, but I just listened to Generation Wars for today, and oh, my God, boomer. Boomer. Only a boomer could be so wrong and so confident at the same time. It is insane how upset he got, and he was not even close. I just can't with these people. I gotta go, man. I love you guys. Bye.
This show makes people feel lots of things. Let me ask you a question. I'm very sleep deprived now because last night my sister flew out because she is I'm a big crow head. She's a big crow head. She flew from the East Coast to go to this Counting Crows show tonight at the Hollywood Bowl.
And do you think that she's one of those people who's seen the Counting Crows a million times?
No,
like,
no.
Is she a groupie or anything?
No. Oh, okay.
She's
definitely not.
Do the crows not play in the East Coast?
I think she saw
just,
that.
Just wait a few days.
I told you I threw out an offer that was a fake offer to both of my sisters.
Because they don't
come out. It feels like, to be honest, this is a whole different thing that I'm probably going to have to deal with in therapy. It feels like I'm the only one making any efforts because I'm always traveling east to visit family.
You do travel a lot, yeah.
And there's no reciprocation happening.
We have that discussion in my family as well.
And they say to me constantly, like,
come visit.
I feel like you haven't seen the da-da-da. And I go, why don't you get on a goddamn plane and come this way? The planes go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always the one going back east.
And guess what? The weather's better here.
Yeah, right. And there's a million, there's just a million better things to do out here anyway.
They have the ability to do that. They could afford it. They don't have anything hindering them from doing that.
Listen, it's never cheap to fly cross country with a family. And it's not like, I would say that none of them, I mean, she's a social worker, so I don't know what kind of, I don't think that she's rolling in it. But the answer is.
No, they're rolling in it.
Oh, are they?
Social workers make bank, man.
But I'm just saying, regardless, it feels like, I don't think she's been out here in 10 years, maybe.
Wow.
10 years? And that was, I'm sorry, how old is my kid? Not yet. Yeah, she came out to visit my first baby.
Whoa.
Now she's almost 10. Just to give you an idea, that's how long it's been.
And
so,
do you think that it bothers you at all that now she's coming out just because she's getting something for free?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it doesn't bother.
And she's not bringing her family with her.
No, just her. And by the way, came out yesterday, going back tomorrow.
What? She's not even staying the whole weekend?
No, back tomorrow.
And you guys get along?
No, not really. Well,
then you go. She doesn't want to see you.
As kids, we didn't get along at all because she was the rule follower and she'd rat me out. And I was the rule breaker and I would be the one. They would try to do stuff and I would get away with it too. And then she would be the one that's like, hey, Dad, you're wondering who took a dump in your dresser. It was Kevin.
You did that?
At one point, yeah.
Whoa!
Why did you do that?
Yeah, what possessed you to take a dump in the dresser, man?
I think he took something away of mine or something.
Well, now you know where a bruiser gets it.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, didn't she pee on the floor?
Yeah, that's right. She did. Because she got sent to a room.
Wow. That's insane.
Runs in the family.
But you know what? What brings you together? But the Counting Crows.
Right. That's the thing. So I send out this invite and I said to both my sisters, hey, you guys haven't been out west in a while. If you'd like to come out, there's a show of a band that I know you guys like, and I'm sure I can get good seats. And I was wrong about that. I had to buy the stupid seats. Couldn't
but
get them.
In your defense, you would think that you would be able to get amazing seats for the, Counting Crows.
The amount of tickets we get offered on a regular basis.
It's not like these are sold out in 5 minutes or anything
like
that.
I turned down great seats to great shows
many times.
Every week. I mean, every week. And then finally, there's a thing I want to go to. And I can't get tickets. I gotta go. I gotta buy them. And not by the way, not face value buy them. Like
buy
aftermarket buy. Right. So she comes out. Here's the real question. So she was supposed to get in yesterday at 9 o'clock at night, which is frustrating and annoying. But also, I'm still awake at 9 o'clock at night. She texts me from the airplane and she says the pilot just said we are 32nd in line for takeoff because there was only one runway operational from JFK. So the pilot goes, just so you know, because you know sometimes they'll do that. We're third for takeoff or we're fifth for takeoff. Flight attendants sit down, we're number two. 32nd for takeoff. Why even announce that to the plane?
No, just don't even tell people.
So she's on.
How much of a delay is that?
2 hours. 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
2 hours on the runway before they even take off for them the 6 hours.
Just go back. Right. Save your spot in line.
And I think that she had said that had it been another 15 minutes, they would have been forced to get off the plane.
Oh, my God.
Are. So she ends up going, good news, we got off. I said, when are you landing? She says, 11. We land at LAX at 11. And then from LAX, you know, best case scenario, she's got a. I'm not picking her up. So it's best case scenario. She's got a shuttle bus over, get an Uber. It's going to be another 45 minutes to get to the valley.
Oh, no. She's not getting airplanes till 1 in the morning.
So she says ETA is just before midnight. That's what she says. No check luggage.
You're like, that's what you think.
And I said, at that point, what is my obligation to wait up? She's never been in my house. She didn't know. You know, she didn't know.
Absolutely no obligation whatsoever. You have an early morning job. That's You're in the I middle thought. Of your work week. She can let herself in and plop down on a bed or a couch.
She wouldn't know where anything was.
I don't care.
Yeah,
text her about it in the morning. Have your wife show her.
She wanted to. She took an Ambien already.
No, but I mean in the morning.
She said, one of us needs to stay up and let her in, and I just took an Ambien. So I was like, God damn it, it's me again. Stupid Ambien thing. Get you every
so
time.
You have to give her a freaking house tour?
Not a tour. I said, all right, here's my plan. It was a stupid plan. I fell asleep at like 9:30 like normal, and then I set my alarm to wake up at 11.
That's horrible.
And then I woke up. She was there.
You should have taken a dump in her dresser.
Oh, man, I want to. Sadly, it's my room, so it's my dresser, but it'll backfire.
She'll do it anyway.
I'm doing it anyway. I'm doing it.